This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here, for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. If any time you have a question throughout the hour, Mackenzie is running the master control in GCN's Minnesota-based studio facility. So by all means, don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261, or you can also email me anytime throughout the broadcast or 24/7. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance has wrapped up for 2019. It was, as usual, a very well-attended and very busy event, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to catch up on some of the sales at Pebble, see what some of the very expensive cars went for, see if there are any emerging trends there, and who better to do that than the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, Mr. Dave Kinney, who joins us live here on the program. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
Not too bad, thank you, Dave. Didn't make it to Pebble this year, but looks like the weather cooperated and a busy time was had by all.
Well, I would say that not only did the weather cooperate, it was probably the best year of the, 15, 20 years I've been going there. It was bright and sunny most of the time, and anybody who knows the central coast of California knows that at times it can be kind of dank and a little bit foggy. So it was a very nice time, but I wouldn't say that everybody there had a nice time. If you were selling cars, it was a wild week.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Lots of interesting things happening and an event. Actually, the RM auctions on Saturday night, there was a vehicle that went up over the block, and there was a great deal of confusion about it, and then they took it down. And that wasn't the only one that I heard was a little bit funky. So some funkiness was in the air there in Monterey for 2019.
Yeah, funky Monterey, huh? I was there in the room Saturday night, and a little bit of explanation. As a Porsche that was being offered is a Type 64, and I'm going to have to put the air bunny ears around Porsche, because it was a pre-Porsche Porsche. In other words, it was built by Porsche. It was designed by Porsche, but before there was a Porsche automobile company, 1939 to be exact. And if you look back at your history books, that was not a very pleasant time for the people of, or a number of the people of Central Europe. And so there was that involved in it, but also kind of a lot of questions about not the authenticity of the car, but whether it really was a Porsche or not. And a lot of people just said, I don't think I'm interested. But the estimate was $20 million. The interesting part was when it started out, and like I said, I was in the back of the room. There's probably 36 tapes on YouTube of the auction. And I was the one laughing the hardest, because when they started out, when they apparently should have taken a bid of $13 million, it was interpreted as $30 million. Now, when it got to $50 million, you're in the territory of the most expensive car ever sold at auction, and it got to $70 million. Before somebody, the auctioneer actually said, wait a minute, I wasn't saying $70 million, I was saying $17 million. And, it was a big problem for everybody. And a lot of people were upset. People said that people were booing. There wasn't a lot of booing, but people were, you know, the room, I was in the room an hour earlier, and it was a full room, and by the time this car was coming up, you know, you could tell people had left dinner, they'd come back, they, you know, made their plans, they wanted to see this Type 64, because it was the cover car and a real, promising to be a real important sale. And when it went back down to 17 million, you could hear the air going out of the room. Everybody was, what just happened? And I was one of those people, although I will say I was laughing very hard, because it was just it was a calamity, basically, for everybody involved. Yeah. And maybe I shouldn't have been laughing. Maybe that was a little insensitive, but it kind of had the spirit of the weekend all wrapped up in it, because there were a bunch of things that you would call misses, and there were a bunch of things that you would call disappointments, especially in the most expensive cars. The good news, Bob, it's million-dollar cars we're mostly talking about, so that's nothing you and I have to worry about ever putting in our garage.
That is so true, Dave.
So the overview is that's where we start. We have lots more to talk about.
Absolutely. And again, just to remind folks of not a great time in the history of the world, but it was this vehicle, this Porsche, was put together by Dr. Ferdinand Porsche, who was, of course, involved in Volkswagen before. But one thing I didn't know about Dr. Porsche is that he was the official transportation person for the Third Reich, and boy, that kind of set me a little off guard there. I didn't realize that he had that position.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's definitely a Nazi connection with the car, and you know, that generally speaking, even though bad guy cars sometimes sell for more than good guy cars. This one, just too many, you know, kind of question marks, I think, for a lot of people. So all around, lots of rumors going on around the car. People were saying, oh, it's not going to sell, and, you know, this sort of thing. And you know, I'll never know. I don't think we'll ever know the whole story behind the entire sale and how it happened, and how, or lack of sale, because it did not sell, and how it happened and everything else. But for now, it's a pretty big mystery in a weekend that we're still going to be spending an awful lot of time trying to figure out.
Absolutely. How many auctions all told? I've lost count. I believe, was it six different companies for 2019?
Yeah, I believe that's right. You know, you lost count. I was out there. All I did was drive back and forth, so I wasn't counting. But let's go down the list. Mecum, RM, Russo and Steel, so there's three. Gooding, there's four. Bonhams, there's five. And what else did we have? We had, oh, am I missing something? I guess maybe just five sales. It was
a worldwide auction.
Oh, worldwide. There you go. Of course, worldwide. So that's six. And, you know, along with that, there's just all kinds of action going on all the time. It never, ever ends. I mean, it's nonstop between the events and parties and the, you know, the things going on. You know, the manufacturers have events. So it's, for example, it's Bentley's 100th anniversary, so they had a bunch of Bentley events out there. And indeed, a Bentley won the Concours d'Elegance, which we can talk about as well. But a number of the manufacturers, always Porsche. This year, Ferrari had a huge presence there. And then there's all these other events that go on. There's Concorso Italiano. There's the Quail. There's all these things. I swear to you, if you had an extra $10,000 to get rid of, you could spend it all there without any problem at all.
Yeah.
That does include hotel rooms, but hotels are incredibly expensive. It's the most expensive time of the year for a lot of the places that we go to. So there's just tons of stuff going on.
absolutely. And we'll sort our way through it here with Dave Kinney. And if you have a question for Dave, give us a call, 855-660-4261. If you have a question about your collectible car or the car that you'd like to own, you can reach out to Dave and he'll help you out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, also contributor to Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine. He's also got his own appraisal company as well. Dave Kinney is with us, and we're doing a little look back at the Monterey auction scene, and we talked about the problem on a Saturday night with the Porsche Type 65. But let's talk about some of the other big buck cars. I understand there was one racing machine, a 1994 McLaren F1 racing machine that went for a large amount of money at RM.
Yeah, just under $20 million. I'm actually surprised it didn't go for a little bit more. It did. It was a high-spec car and a well-known car, one of just two with the similar high-spec options that were done to the car. The McLaren F1 is probably the most collectible car past the Ferrari GTO for a lot of sport car collectors. And it's a terrific car with an unbelievable balance. It's a car that you can do, 6 miles an hour in traffic and 160 miles an hour out on the open road. It's an unusual setup. It has a seating in the middle, so it has a passenger on each side of the driver. Of course, McLaren, a company famous for race cars, this was an early attempt of theirs, to make a civilian car, more street car, adoptable car. Jay Leno owns one. He's got a fantastic story about buying it. And a number of people bought these cars when they were somewhere around $1 million, 800,000, yes, maybe $1.2 million or something like that, and they have shot up. And I'd say an average car right now is an $18 million car. So that's a heck of a chunk of change.
That was one of the
bright spots this weekend. There were a lot of misses, Bob, on the million-dollar-plus cars. A little bit more than before. Also, I'd say the quality of cars, generally speaking, was a little bit down. One of the auction companies, Bonhams had almost twice as many cars this year as they did last year, so they doubled the amount of cars that they had. But I would say the exclusiveness or the quality maybe was down a little bit. All of the auction companies, well, not all of them, but some of them took a different tack. But in the end, the results were way, way down for the weekend. $100 million less than wow, previous years. And it goes back to being similar to 2011's results. So 2014 was the peak, pretty much. So it was building back up from 2008 and 2009 to 2011, 2012, 13, and 14. Since 14, it's been kind of even a little bit, kind of bumping around in terms of the what the actual biggest sales were. But no harm done in that this year took a big drop, so down $100 million. Now, that's, of course, preliminary. We'll have some after sales. I think a couple of them have already posted. In other words, the auction companies are allowed a few days to put other deals together. Car doesn't sell on the block, but they certainly legitimately can try to make it a post sale, and then they report those deals as well. So, not a pretty picture all the way across. I think people, especially millionaires, are a little bit skittish right now.
That's a good point, and it seems like it was reflected all throughout the different auctions. It was kind of the flavor of the weekend. Gooding did well with a couple of different Ferrari vehicles, including one with a tie to a very famous racer, Niki Lauda.
Yeah, that car was absolutely a race car. The Lauda car did incredibly well. Don't remember the numbers right now. Actually, a friend of mine was the person who owns the car, kind of a high-profile person in the car business, and so he had a great weekend, that's for sure. I think the timing of selling the Lauda car was very, very good. But I will say that what we saw at Monterey, for the high end of the car market, doesn't... doesn't portend too well for the rest of the year. And when I say year, I mean till next year's Monterey. Actually, a lot of us got caught off guard. I was a little bit more pessimistic than some people. But I didn't have the amount of pessimism that I actually did, coming out of this. Once again,
yes.
I have to emphasize, this is for those cars that cost more than $75,000 or maybe $100,000 more than anything else. So, like I'll say again, Bob, it's not something that's going to affect most people that are listening to the show right now.
And that is so well said. And, of course, being the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, you have to look at these blue chip models and look to see at some of the trends. So at the high end, definitely a pullback in sales, a pullback in interest. What about down at the more collectible level for average folks? How were muscle cars and 50s cars and some of the other categories that I know that you monitor on a daily basis?
Well, some of the 50s cars are seeing a little weakness, as are some of the expensive muscle cars, especially those big dollar matching numbers cars that everybody's all enamored with. But the kind of regular old GTO that the people take out and drive and have fun with, or the Roadrunner and stuff like that, still doing okay. We're going to have an awful lot of stuff. Like I said, there's an awful lot of stuff to digest here. Meekum, whose sale was, as they call it, the daytime sale, where a lot of the stuff goes on in the evenings and afternoons. They had a remarkable variety of cars. As a matter of fact, I ran into Dana Meekum when I was out there on the field, and he and I talked for about a minute, and I just thought, they had something for guys with $30,000 and something for guys with $20 million. The $20 million car that they had, which was a very special Ferrari, Dana said, he was very, very enthusiastic about it. He said, this car is worth more and I'm not selling it. And apparently it was his car. He wasn't, I wouldn't call it emotional, but he was really tied to the car. And maybe I would call it emotional. But anyhow, he thinks the car's worth more, and so he's holding on to it. And this is not the market to be selling those million-dollar cars, it turns out. Although, there were plenty of million-dollar cars that sold. It seems like the more special the car was and the fresher to the market and the fresher the restoration was, the more likely the chances are that it was going to sell.
I understand there was a record set for a station wagon at auction. And this one, I believe, was an Aston Martin that had been converted into a station wagon, and I think that was an RM vehicle.
Yeah, we can talk about your James Bond fantasy car when we come back. How's that?
That sounds like a great idea. We're going to have more with Dave Kenny as we wrap up all the news from Monterey and the Pebble Beach happenings auction-wise. And we're going to talk about the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, the actual Sunday show as well. You're listening to Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Al-Shabaab extremists overran a key military base used by United States counter-terror forces in Kenya, destroying U.S. aircraft and vehicles. It was the Al-Qaeda-linked group's first attack against U.S. forces in the East African country. Al-Shabaab, based in neighboring Somalia, claimed responsibility, and they assert that 9 Kenyan soldiers were killed and 7 United States aircraft destroyed. The U.S. military said initial reports reflect damage to infrastructure and equipment only. A deadly crash involving a passenger bus and multiple vehicles on the Pennsylvania Turnpike left at least 6 dead and dozens injured, shutting down a large portion of the highway. Officials now say at least 60 people, ranging from age 7 to 52, were hospitalized with injuries after the crash. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are on the scene. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Here on Auto World, I'm Bob Long, along with Dave Kinney, publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to Automobile, Auto Week, and other publications, and, of course, has his own independent appraisal company as well. And one thing I should remind you guys, and that's the fact that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Haggerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning extra income, or rent and use the special code AutoWorld to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit driveshare.com to browse, to choose, and to cruise. And when you were in Monterey last week, there was a whole lot of folks who were there with you, and as usual, Dave, I heard reports of some pretty serious traffic jams in what is most of the time a very, very small community, but just explodes during what used to be called the weekend, but is now really a 10-day series of events.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just go back to DriveShare real quick. Two friends of mine had DriveShare cars out there. One had a Ford Bronco and the other had a Mercedes convertible. And everywhere they went, they were having fun because they were in a car that they rented from Drive Share by Hagerty. And actually, the group with the Mercedes convertible, I never saw it with less than four people in it. So it was a used as transport back and forth to the auctions. I think I saw it parked at four of the five auctions. One time during each of the days. So it got some pretty good auction use. Going back to the traffic, it's always bad out there, and if you don't choose your time wisely, you're going to be left behind waiting in an hour-long traffic jam. It's a huge, huge celebration of the automobile out there. Literally events from everything from Lamborghini owners down to Mini owners and everything in between. Of course, there's the Concours de Lemons, which my wife judged that for the second time this year.
That's
a celebration of kind of all things crazy in the car world. Wayne Carini, of course, from Chasing Classic Cars, showed up in a car that was so covered with mold they'd use a razor blade so they could see out the windshield. They cut like a little submarine viewing hole in it. So they were all wearing hazmat suits, by the way, getting out of it. I hate to say it's all about fun because there's some pretty serious stuff that goes on there. But I like to keep it as fun as you can keep it. Sometimes you're muttering under your breath about the traffic or maybe the Lamborghini owners, but in the meantime, it's just a celebration of all things automobile. Hey, let's get back to that Aston Martin DB5 shooting break.
This is very unusual.
The break. Yeah, the British call them estate cars or shooting brakes. We call them station wagons. This is a car that was built when new. It was taken from the Aston factory to Harold Radford for what's known as a Radford conversion. David Brown, who owned Aston at the time, wanted a car that could fit his polo gear and his hunting dog. And so he was the person who first said, let's make these things. They were so busy building the regular DB5s that they handed the job over to Radford for these so-called Radford conversions. But it's a very pretty car. I mean, it's you wouldn't think maybe the DB5, that's kind of, if you think of the Aston Martin that James Bond drove in the early movies, it was not a DB5, but it looks exactly like a DB5. It was a precursor to it. So if you think of that as a wagon body, you might think first, yuck. But if you see a picture of this, you would see why somebody paid $1.765 million for it. Almost, by the time the fees and the taxes and the license plates all paid for, well over $1.8 million, probably closer to $1.9 million. Great stuff. And like you said, I think that's the most expensive station wagon ever sold. So, like you said, there are some bright spots out there. It's just that everybody didn't leave Monterey as thrilled with the results as possible. Now, I talk to dealer friends of mine all the time when I'm putting together the price guide, and even though we just finished putting together the next issue, which comes out on the 1st, and it's available at Hagerty.com/valuation tools for free. I talk to my dealer friends, and they kind of like the results because with the new lower prices on some cars, they say it's turning into a buyer's market as opposed to a seller's market, and the sellers are going to have to get with the program if they want to get their cars moving. So maybe that'll shake loose a 330 GTC for you and me. How's that? A nice, sensible Ferrari.
Exactly. And there were some other, just looking overall at some vehicles in the more affordable range, a 1971 Datsun 240Z hammered at $40,000, and there was a 79 Mazda RX-7 that went for $13,500. So these Japanese collectibles are showing up and are selling. That's a pretty good price for that Z car.
Yeah, it's a very solid price for the Z car. And you're absolutely right. That's where a lot of the action in the marketplace is right now in the Asian built cars, the Japanese cars specifically. And part of that is because there's a younger generation entering into the collector car market. And you know, where you and I might have grown up with people driving around with, you know, beat up old 55 Chevys and things like that, that there were their fathers or their grandfathers' cars. You know, these guys and girls grew up around, a 240Z or maybe on a video game with a Nissan Skyline and things like that. And that's part of what drives the collector car market. And also part of what keeps us alive and keeps us going. Things change, and this is no different than any other time. What you and I liked as a kid wasn't the same as what our dads or grandparents liked as a kid.
Yep.
And that keeps on changing.
Absolutely. There was a time when you would go to Pebble Beach and, you know, there would be plenty of Duesenbergs and Packards and some of the great old American iron. But these days, those vehicles aren't getting the kind of money that they used to. Is that definitely an indication of this generational change?
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, you know, here's the thing, Bob. What I find mostly is that the prices stop going up more than they start going down. I mean, there are times when, you know, prices are kind of overhyped or inflated just a little too high. But for cars, like, you know, the interesting thing is that a Ford Model T was $15,000 25 years ago, and it's $15,000 now. Kind of your generic Ford. And it might be a little tougher to sell now, and there might be a little more competition, you know, selling it. But what happened was the price didn't go down as much as it stayed the same, and inflation kind of eats away at the value of it. But it's going to be interesting to see what does happen in the near future. I think that it's probably a time, if you've been thinking about buying a collector car, it's probably a really good time to go in and get your feet wet. At least dip a toe into the market.
Very good advice. When we come back on the other side, I want to talk to you about the Sunday Concours d'Elegance and the winner. We're going to talk about that and talk about Bentley in general as they were celebrating 100 years. And that's something that Dave and I love talking about. This is Auto World. We'll take a pit stop and then much more headed your way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Thank you so much for being here on Bob Long, along with Dave Kinney, publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, esteemed journalist, contributor to Auto Week, Automobile, and many more. And he's got his own auction, his own appraisal, I should say, firm as well. So by all means, we should give that a plug as well. You've been doing the auction and appraisal work for quite some time, Dave. How long has your own appraisal business been around?
Let's see. I believe next year we celebrate our 30th anniversary. So,
all right.
1990. It seems like, well, some days it seems like 100 years, and other days it seems like only yesterday. But, yeah, we've been U.S. Appraisal in Great Falls, Virginia. We've been doing that for since 1990. And then I guess in about 1996, I started doing some appraisal writing, auction writing, and for a number of different magazines, starting with Keith Martin's Sports Car Market. So that's how I got to start. Best in show at Pebble Beach. Let's talk about Best in Show. You know, there are a lot of cars on the lawn, and the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance is love it or hate it, and I absolutely love it. It's a great celebration of the automobile. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's gotten just too expensive, but that doesn't mean you can't watch it on their own auction feed and see what's going on. You'll get some feel for it, but not the flavor of the event. The winner this year was a 1931 Bentley 8-liter Gurney Nutting, which is the coach builder, sports tour. And that, of course, is the final of the Cricklewood cars. If you're into Bentleys, you would know that they were first built in the town of Cricklewood before they moved to Derby, England. It's D-E-R-B-Y, but pronounced Derby because that's the British. This car was owned by the Honorable Michael Kadori from Hong Kong. So even though things were topsy-turvy in Hong Kong, everything was as flat as could be on the ground of Pebble Beach when he won that car. It was a great celebration. There were three other Best of Show nominees. My favorite car by far out of the group was the 1938 Talbot Lago T150C sports car with a coach work by Falcone and Ferracci, and it's called the Teardrop Cabriolet, owned by Richard and Melanie Lundquist out of Palos Verdes Estate, California. Not a big car, kind of a small car, but just a beautiful, beautiful car, very organic looking, with a very, very fresh restoration by Paul Russell and Company of Massachusetts, one of the, if not the, premier restoration shops in the United States. Suggest you go online and take a look at Pebble Beach Concours at some point. Do it at work tomorrow when your boss doesn't know you're doing it. And go look at all the cars that that were there and all the fun that was had. It's really a great time and an exciting moment. I'm very, very blessed that I'm able to attend these things. Most of these things I get complimentary admission because I do write about them and tell people about them and all that sort of stuff. But Pebble Beach Concours, I think even if I had to pay, I'd go. It's that much fun. It lasts all day. You get to rub shoulders with the celebrity. And we've seen over the course of years, I've seen movie stars and, Hollywood as well as New York power people. Ralph Lauren has been there. I mean, just everybody is there. Jay Leno is a regular, obviously. So it's a fun event and kind of is almost on almost everybody who likes the European and classic cars. It's on their bucket list. And if you have it in your bucket list, just look for that date next August and come on out and stop by and say hi. It's great fun.
Absolutely, and we should mention the Dawn Patrol as well. Was Haggerty represented as usual at the Dawn Patrol 2019?
It was coffee and donuts and free hats, and you've never seen anything funnier than billionaires waiting in line to get a free hat. The coffee is nice, the donuts are great. Haggerty gets there before dawn. It's called Dawn Patrol, and so the event is that you can watch the cars coming onto the field, and they all have to drive on the field, and so they're down there just where the cars come on, and they're handing out free coffee, free donuts, and the most important thing of all, Dawn Patrol hats. I saw one the hours after the event. A friend of mine challenged me to go look, and sure enough, on eBay, somebody had one up there for $100. Great way to pay for your ticket, I guess, is go get a Dawn Patrol hat and then do that. It's actually not a great way. It's more fun when you get one yourself and just get there really, really early. And that's what most of us do, is get there really, really early so we can grab one of these coveted Dawn Patrol hats. And I've got a collection of a bunch of them. I did it legitimately. I got there early and got the hats, although missing some years. But it's a lot of fun. It's bragging rights that you were there early in the morning. You were there before, way before the sun came up, and that means you're a real dyed-in-the-wool car guy or car gal, I guess.
And it's really interesting to see how that event is staged, just bringing the vehicles onto the lawn at Pebble.
Well, I know you were there a couple of years back as well, and you've been there many times. If there's one thing that doesn't change a lot, it's the way things happen at Pebble. They move things around a little bit, but it's the same thing. It's some of the best cars in the world, arguably the best cars in the world, show up to be judged by a good selection of very well-known, high-quality judges who, put their head and shoulders into the work to hopefully find the right car. This year, Bentley, like I said, was 100 years old, so it's a little bit of a birthday present. They got this 8-liter 1931 8-liter Bentley. They got the bragging rights on that car won Pebble Beach just 100 years after it was built.
Wow, what a great story. And certainly, this is something, as you said, should go on everybody's automotive bucket list at least once in your lifetime. You got to save up the money for the hotel and some of the pricey tickets. But this is something, once you've been, it's something you never forget. And it's definitely worth the time and worth the expense, because as you're pointing out, there's really nothing else like it in the entire world. How about for Dave Kinney? What's ahead travel-wise in the next couple of months?
Oh, boy. I'm going to the Audran Concours, which is in Newport Beach, Rhode Island. And I'm the chief judge there, so I'm very honored.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's coming up in October. I've got a couple other little things. I think we've got Hershey coming up, which you might have heard of. AACA Classic Car American, Antique Automobile Club of America event in Hershey, Pennsylvania. There's an RM auction as well up there, but that's the big swap meet where you can pretty much find one of everything if you look hard enough. And you will wear out the soles of your shoes, if not your knees and your ankles as well, while you're walking around there. That's always fun, and it's always guaranteed to rain at Hershey. The farmers need to get together every year to make sure they do a little rain dance, I guess, for the end of the season. It almost always happens. So there's that coming up, and a bunch of other events that I'm going to get to go to. The BMW Oktoberfest is in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So it's a full calendar already.
That's great. And again, folks, if you want to check out the Hagerty Price Guide, the best thing to do is log on to Hagerty.com and go to Valuation Tools, Dave. Is that the best thing?
That's it. That's the easy way and the cheap way, because it's free, free, free.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many folks do you have working alongside you on that project now? I know it's just blown up.
We have 11 people working in the price guide, and we do research every single day, including on weekends and evenings, as you can tell when we've got auctions going on. And very, very proud of everybody who works on it. We try really hard. I'm going to say right now that we're going to have to make some adjustments after last weekend. We try very, very hard to get as accurate as pricing structure as we can on everyone's car, so they'll have an idea of what it's worth, so that should they decide to insure it with Hagerty, they can do that. But even if you're not insured with Hagerty, you can go take a look.
Fantastic. And thanks for that that little tidbit about drive share, as we're starting to promote it here on the broadcast. It's a whole lot of fun to be had by both the owner of the car and the renter of the car. Thank you, my friend, for coming on board, and we'll get back with you real soon for another appearance.
Absolutely. Take care now.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.